This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You
could ask 10 different people
what
they think is an appropriate way for a man to approach a woman that he's into, and you may get 10 different answers.
But there's a baseline that we all should know.
Bingo. You would have thought this move would be universally frowned upon?
Yeah.
Okay. A man was arrested after all. But it turns out, not even this is something that everyone has a problem with. And what makes this discussion even more bizarre, Tommy, it is a woman.
That's shocking.
That is making an argument in defense of this man we told you about.
Reb away.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Time for Hate Mail of the Week. And about 2 weeks ago, we told you a story that came out of Canandaigua. A 53-year-old maintenance worker at an apartment complex was arrested after police say he had a hard time keeping his hands to himself. Authorities say he was called to the complex to help a woman with an issue inside of her place. And while he was in there, and it sounds like he was just with her alone, he's accused of grabbing her ass. He grabbed her ass, according to police, in the year 2024.
Palm to bum.
You got it. What are you, Paul McCartney now? Those are the only details we have for the story. But, Tommy, they seem like enough details to know, if the allegations are true, not a good move.
Yeah, no.
Fair?
Yeah.
Pretty cut and dry. Don't grab ass. Makes you a monster creep at best. At worst, some kind of predator.
Yeah.
And here's the thing.
What's that?
Having done this show now as long as we've done it together, we know that no matter how bad the behavior of somebody is, there will be someone that will stand up to defend.
Yeah, but usually that person has like a thing going on.
What do you mean by a thing going
on? It's a dude. He has like a dude thing going on.
A dude thing?
It's a dude thing.
The letter we have in our hands
makes no sense.
It's going to blow your mind. Because the last person you would expect to come to the defense of this suspect is a woman.
Yeah, that's shocking.
Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, defending, putting your hands on ladies, bums, as Tommy said it. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
I heard a story your show did a few days ago about a man arrested for pinching a woman's butt. In my opinion, there are not enough details in the story to make an informed decision about whether or not this man should be in trouble. We don't know what was happening inside of that room when the incident happened. We are not privy to the conversation, what she was doing, if she was flirting, how she was reacting to whatever he was doing. I'm also surprised that a pinch on the butt is something that someone can be arrested for. What harm was done? If you don't want it, then tell him and that's the end of that. It feels like to me, this man now is in a bunch of trouble he doesn't need to be in, and it could be because all he did was read signals wrong.
Ugh.
You wouldn't arrest a man if he asked a woman to do dinner and she turned him down, right? I've never seen a woman call the police on a man who asked to buy her a drink at a nightclub. I'd like his side of the story before we make a final judgment, and I think your show needs to be more responsible before dragging someone through the mud. Sincerely, Whitney.
I agree with Whitney. I would love to hear that guy's explanation of why he grabbed that ass. Logically, he grabbed that ass.
Allegedly grabbed the ass. Okay, so first of all, Whitney does say in this letter that she's never seen a man get arrested for asking a woman if she'd like a drink. Mm. And so it's obvious she's never gone out with Tommy Mulay. Mm. That being said, I want to be clear here. Mm. There would be an argument to be made if she wrote this letter and said this man was not convicted of anything. Right? These are just accusations.
Yes.
You can't say that he grabbed her ass, which is true. We didn't. They're just accusations. Yeah. But that's not what she said. Mm. She's assuming in this letter that he did what he's accused of.
Yeah.
The issue is not, it's only an accusation. Mm-hmm. The issue is, what was she doing when he did it?
What message was she sending to that man? Right? What vibe? What was she wearing? What? How was she positioned? Were they flirting?
I'll tell
you. Pardon me, ma'am. Mind if I grab your ass?
No, but here's the thing. That would have been a thousand times more appropriate than what if this man is accused of. Because if he asked her, can I grab your ass? Mm. Yeah, the dude's a creep. But he asked.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Still but inappropriate.
Yes.
But he didn't just assume. Mm.
Tell me if you guys agree.
That's it.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. That letter I heard from Whitney is essentially her wondering, was the victim asking for it?
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's
fair?
Exactly what she was saying.
Okay.
And she thought she put it into politically correct terms for some reason.
Oh, okay, let's try and build a profile on Whitney here.
All right. I'm saying is that there are two sides to every story.
And two sides to ass!
But I'm kind of believing one over the other through this letter.
All right.
All right.
Let's build a Whitney profile.
All right.
Are we going to assume that she's older?
An older Whitney? Okay. 45-ish?
I would think, yeah. I mean, look, I assume that everyone who writes us letters is over 55.
But Whitney's a young name.
Is it?
Well,
how old would Whitney Houston have been?
Oh, yeah, she'd be my age.
I think there's more Whitneys, older Whitneys than you think.
All right, so she could be my age. Nice. Old-ass Whitney.
I had her over 60, but I couldn't.
Okay.
I mean...
but still, you couldn't do that. My generation could do that without getting in trouble.
Yeah, I know.
Or fired, or whatever. And I've seen it, and I will say this. It happened a lot at the old building on the old show. And I don't mean just on the show, but like salespeople, all that stuff. It was pretty loose.
And to your point, I would think an older Whitney has dealt with this potentially herself. So I would think you'd be more understanding towards a situation like this, you know?
Okay. So I guess the question is this.
What's that?
And again, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If we go with over, let's just go with over 60 for the sake of the conversation, all right? How many women of that age hold the same belief that Whitney has? The percentage of women over 60 right now that if they were told this story, a maintenance worker goes into this woman's apartment to do some work and is accused of grabbing her ass, how many would ask if she was asking for it before chastising the man?
All right.
Give me a percentage of your women over 60.
That kind of could kind of see it happening. And
well, she was flirting. What signs was she sending? What was she doing? What was she wearing?
Okay, I would say maybe 30% of women my age.
You think it's that high?
Yeah. I don't think it's that high, really.
Thoughts, Kimmy?
I would think it's lower only because, again, like maybe they lived in a world where they felt like men could, you know, felt like they could do whatever they wanted and it wasn't right. And something that they wouldn't want to happen to their daughters, you know, or younger people.
Okay.
So I would think it'd be lower than that. I would hope it would be lower than that.
I didn't think there was going to be one person willing to do a guy maybe, but not a woman, not a Whitney.
Yeah.
Not a Whitney.
But maybe the older generation, they don't, I don't get it because like, let's say you are a 60-year-old woman and it happened to you back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You probably didn't feel good about it.
So let's break it down further then, right? Like, as we talk about this woman, Whitney, who writes a letter after this man in Canandaigua was accused of grabbing an ass of a woman whose apartment he was working in, and she essentially writes a letter saying, well, we didn't know what she was doing before he grabbed the ass, which, again, he's just accused. For women that have this take, has something like this never happened to them? So they assume all women who this happened to are like loose women?
Yeah, they don't have a firsthand experience or know somebody that it's happened to. Or maybe they knew somebody it happened to and they made a judgment on that particular story.
Okay, so that's a possibility. On the other side, you have women who would have this take that it did happen to them and they just decided it's not that big a deal. Which I guess is your personal choice.
Yeah.
And there are women that have used that as a coping mechanism too when things like that happen to them. because they try to downplay it like it wasn't a big deal or
well, they're
maybe,
embarrassed.
Yeah.
Sure, which
yeah,
is understandable. Could, yeah. But even yeah. like past, and I get what you're saying, you're right, but past yeah. that, maybe there are even women who this mm. happened to them and they didn't think it was a big deal. If it's that, just because you're okay with it doesn't mean any other woman would be okay
but
with
they
it.
But they probably think, well, I'll get over it.
But why?
I don't know.
Why, though?
I don't know.
Because, like, you and I, we're not men that like to be touched.
No.
Right?
No.
I could.
And I have a juicy can.
Yeah? You've been described as having a juicy can.
I had
can.
A nice juicy can, especially back in the day. I had a cute tush.
Nice clipper?
Oh, I had a sweet thrower.
Check out the clipper on that cadet.
I had a nice high dumper on a short boy.
Nice high dumper on a short boy.
High dumper on a short boy.
Is my favorite Ribs Arkansas
He had
song.
A high dumper on a short boy. Man, he got passed around like a little toy.
For God's sakes!
That's what he said.
Well, I forgot where I was going with this. Don't try to be like, oh, well, I had to rhyme.
Well, I had to bring it home.
I had no choice.
I had to bring that little tush home.
Now you're doing ZZ Top. I totally forgot where I was going, and I thought I had a really good point. Damn it. You idiot. Okay, so here's the thing.
What's that?
As we talk about this woman defending... okay. Women in their 30s, 40s, 50s, right? And I'm as I wait for Kimmy to get off
Kimmy's
the phone.
Age, yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, do your mothers and grandmothers think this way? Like, Kimmy, you know your grandparents. You know your mom. I've met your mom.
Yeah.
Do you think your mothers and grandmothers have this take?
I don't think. Mine, personally, no.
No, okay.
But you don't want to mess with Ursula. But they may know women that do. I'm sure like they could think of examples of people that they know or knew that may feel this way about other women.
The reason I ask that is there's a tendency for beliefs, even if they're not common anymore, to get passed down through generations.
Mm-hmm.
So like if 30% of women over 60 do have this take, if your theory is correct.
Get over it.
Yeah, get over it or what were you asking for it or whatever. That would also, in theory, mean there are way more women in their 20s, 30s, and 40s that have this take because they grew up around grandmothers and mothers who...
Yeah, but you think they would have learned outside of the house by now, you don't put your hands on people. It's not funny. It's degrading.
You would think you'd be scolded by other people at this point.
You could get sued. You could lose your job.
Yes.
Like, probably back in my day, you wouldn't lose your job over that.
Okay.
But now you're going to lose your job. And you could get arrested. Like, there's a big... There's a lot more potential damage long-term to doing crap like that.
And what's funny about that argument is you're right. Everything you're saying
is true.
And
that's what you got to pound into a kid's head.
But that shouldn't be the argument. You're right, but that shouldn't be. The argument should be, hey, you see that? That's theirs. That's their body.
Yeah.
You leave the body alone.
You don't assault it.
Yes. Right. And I guess, okay, I remember what I was going to ask you before you started doing tall, tight clipper, Ribs Arkansas.
Yeah, you're missing tight set.
Ah, darn. Next time.
You're going to want to go back and listen to that because we might need it Friday.
Yeah.
If you were living in an apartment, and I ask this completely seriously, right? And a guy walks in, even a woman, whoever, you're having a conversation, all of a sudden, they get a big old handful of your ass.
Yeah.
You can't tell me you would just want to let that go.
Right.
Now,
you
may
be shocked.
You may be too embarrassed to tell anybody, right? But you're definitely not going to be okay with it.
Right.
I wouldn't be okay with it. Even if it's someone smaller that I wouldn't feel physically intimidated by, that would bother me.
Oh, yeah. They would creep you the F out at base level.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Kimmy, let me ask you this question. And I ask this sincerely, right? Because you're the only one in this room. Well, I mean, he's vulnerable, but we talk traditionally.
I got you.
Let's say single Kimmy living in an apartment, same situation. Maintenance guy walks in. You're having a conversation. You turn around to go grab something. He grabs you on the ass. Would that be something you would call the cops about?
I don't know if I'd call the cops. Just because I personally wouldn't want to deal with it. But I'm definitely not calling that guy again. And if he works for a company, I may call that company and be like, hey, this happened.
Okay.
He does have good aim.
Because, I mean, like...
Yeah, like, I can understand why somebody would call the cops. But for me personally, I would just want it to be just...
Yeah,
like,
how do you explain it to the police officer?
Well, I mean, it's assault.
Yeah.
But what happened? Can we talk in person?
Yeah, seriously. He's standing right here.
Yeah.
No, but I guess what I'm getting at
is... Calling that guy's boss, for sure.
But let's say Let's say an old lady grabbed your ass as a joke. Yeah. Like you're in a mall or something and
a stranger.
Let's say she's like 85 years old and she pats you on the ass.
Yeah.
Like, would it disturb you?
It would disturb me.
But you kind of get it, though.
No, why?
Why would I get that?
She's an old lady. Maybe that's how they did. She probably raised kids. She could have raised kids. She probably did it to her grandkids, and she tapped you on the ass.
So like, she's tapping them on
the ass.
It's like she tapped you on the ass, come on, man. You move out of the way, and she smacks you on the ass.
I guess context is everything. If it was like a romantic ass touch.
No.
She lingered a little too long.
It was like a granny giving you a spanking.
Okay. I mean, I am doing kettlebell swings, so I mean, it's high and tight right now.
He's got no. No, but I mean, I guess there are social situations where you may not even bother you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Whitney put on a blazer and sat down across from us here in the break room.
Would that bother you?
I don't like.
She tapped you on the ass. Hey, buddy, get out of the way. Let an old lady through. She's like one of those broads.
I would assume she missed and like hit my ass by accident. If she intentionally touched my ass, I think that would bother me.
That wouldn't bother me.
Okay.
Even if like an old man taps a woman on the ass, like, come on, honey, move out of the way.
It was only a matter
of time. I get it's demeaning, but I guess, like, he's from that, I guess, because he's from that generation where that was acceptable.
Okay. No. Wasn't that long ago?
I mean, I wouldn't call it.
I think you're giving too much of a pass to guys older than you. I think you deserve, they know better.
But would you want to make an issue of an 85-year-old guy doing that?
It depends. I mean, look.
He's wearing Depends.
Let me ask you a question. Same thing. You talk about what was socially acceptable. And I don't mean to like bring this super serious, but that 85-year-old guy also would have come of age when me and my wife, it would have been against the law for us to get married.
That's true.
Him to have that, hey, you know, you shouldn't be race mixing. You know, why are we going to make it a big deal about an 85-year-old guy? It changes the take. And by the way, that guy having that opinion isn't putting his hands on anybody.
I know.
Now it's somebody else's body. Their body.
I guess when I look at old people, I just kind of give them the old people pass.
Yeah. The horrible thought you have. Here's a pass for you. Hey, go sit on that bench and feed the ducks. Unless they're colored ducks.
No, but I mean, nature's going to take them out anyway. They're going to be gone.
But it is funny you still have that take on old people when you're getting closer to being that old person. Like, I would think your take on older...
Well, that's what happens when you get close to the end. You start giving yourself a pass.
But you never...
the guy's 65. You don't even know anybody.
But you've never had those takes, and that's what's so strange about it to me. Like, that's what I mean. Like,
I guess because I see my dad.
I understand. But your dad would be 100.
Right. Like, your dad is older than those old people.
252-WCMF. Let's take one call. We've been rambling. I'm sorry. Again, we're this letter from Whitney. She writes in regards to a story we told you 2 weeks ago about a maintenance man in Canandaigua accused of grabbing a woman's ass in her apartment while he was working in there, saying essentially, well, what was she doing to deserve the ass grabbing if it happened? Let's talk to Johnny. Johnny, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yo,
hey, I got the answer to the Whitney profile thing. I think you guys totally missed it.
Okay.
Entertaining, but off topic.
Thank you.
Hey, so she wrote you a letter, right?
Yes.
Very articulate, probably an older female. Here's my take. She knows grabbing ass guy, and good for the grabbing Whitney is trying to send some love his way so it's not all darkness.
It's very possible. It's very possible.
Yeah, man. Because ain't nobody. Listen, I'm almost that dude's age, and it is nobody's grabbing butt. I mean, we all know. And no female is cool with a guy showing up at night with a tool belt. Well, maybe. But grabbing that ass when it's not wanted. She knows him, and she's sending love his way.
Decent take, John. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. That guy's charming enough. Well, I think about grabbing his ass. I'd ask permission first.
To his point a little bit, I wonder if she does know somebody... maybe a guy who was accused of something.
Right.
So she's you know, seeing that person that she knows personally in that story. Well, I don't know.
And you say accused. I mean, of a certain age. Granted, we just brought up your dad would be 100 now.
Yeah.
Right around, right? But, like, your dad did this back in the day.
I have photos of my dad doing this to, like, relatives of my then-wife's side, my second marriage. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So your mother would defend him.
Oh, she thought it was funny. But I don't know if I could ever get an honest conversation out of my mother how she really felt because she was playing her role.
Understood.
She's making an excuse for somebody she knows through this letter.
Understood.
Yeah.
But, okay, I get it.
I mean, I like to think my mother knew my father was a jerk, but she was locked in, and that was her take.
Okay, but I also, that could be a coping mechanism for you.
Obviously it was. Yeah.
No, I meant for you to think that your mother was a better person. Your mother could have had the horrible opinions your dad did. Well,
my mother had horrible opinions. A lot of bad opinions. Yeah, maybe so.
All right. Let's take a break.
All right.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure.
the plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence, and the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They say, Tommy,
yeah,
you are your brother's keeper. And I want you to remember that sentence while we tell you this story.
Whatever.
When it comes to stuff we've seen people arrested for, this is pretty low on like the scary list.
So it's kind of petty?
Not even petty, oh, just strange. And you can make an argument this isn't even his fault.
Oh.
Because I would argue this man was arrested because some other dudes dropped the ball.
So what'd they do?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, the story comes from Darien Lake.
What happened?
And it feels like this may have happened after a concert.
Mm.
Police arrested a 19-year-old man, and they charged him with disorderly conduct for, and I quote, you ready? Engaging in fighting stances and striking passing cars.
Okay. Engaging in fighting stances.
Yes.
But he was hitting cars?
Was he doing karate moves?
It sounds like he was
kicking
doing
cars?
Karate moves and striking passing cars. By the way, that quote is written in the police report.
All right.
I get striking cars being illegal.
Mm.
Is it against the law to be in a fighting stance?
Somebody needs to arrest Phil Mickelson.
Like you're going to stand there and knock that car out.
No, like if I just walk up to somebody and I'm like,
yeah.
Have I broken a law?
I don't think so.
Well, is it threatening?
Menacing.
No, but that's not the charge.
Right.
The charge is engaging in a fighting stance. Because,
fighting stance, you could be swinging even though you're not.
No, that's throwing a punch.
But you didn't make contact. I don't know.
I didn't know that would be illegal.
That's what I'm saying. Right, because I guess if you have a gun on you and you just show someone the gun in the state of New York, that is menacing.
Yeah.
That's against the law.
Right.
And I guess if your fists can be used as weapons, if I just show you my fists.
What if I shake my fist at you?
Ooh, that's borderline. What were you saying when you shook your fist?
Go away.
Why I oughta.
Go away.
So anyway.
I'm surprised there's no alcohol charge here. Because when I hear those two things in 19, I would think, he's drunk and underage.
Maybe there was so much going on with the fighting stances and the car striking, according to police, that they just left that one. So he's got a court date coming up. No news on whether or not the cars he struck will be testifying against him. And if the allegations are true, look, it's the right call, right? You can't do that. Although it's not the worst criminal we've ever covered.
No.
In fact, you can make an argument that these charges aren't even really his fault.
Oh. So what do you think happened?
If this was after a concert, and maybe this guy had too much to drink, like you were saying.
Yeah.
This charge is on his friends. It's not on him.
So how did the friends play in?
Look, if he were with his buddies, it is their responsibility to get him out of a fighting stance.
Oh, get him out of there.
Get him away from cars.
Once the poses start to show up, that's when you know.
But you can also be so sick of him by the end of the concert. You can be like, you know what, man? Just go do your thing.
Still your fault. Still your fault.
You've never bailed on somebody after a while, like, you're just done with this.
Okay, look,
well,
yes,
like,
I have.
Once a buddy, like, starts to destroy property, I think most people are like, well, he's on his own now.
Okay, look, there are people that believe that. Those are called bad friends.
No, but I told you, I had a buddy that was coked up. And it was after one of my comedy shows at a bar.
Wait, by the way, again, your fault because he needed to do coke to get through your comedy show.
He kicked windows out.
Yeah, but you are a self-admitted bad friend. I'm not blaming you for your buddy's
actions.
But
would you hang out if you had one of your girlfriends just start like punching out windows?
I'm out.
Also a bad friend.
I know, but I think it's too far
you're
gone
out of control.
At that point where I don't want to be on the other end of the punch.
Look, I don't want you in my car kicking out windows.
I understand, but that's your buddy, and sometimes you got to do. Okay,
I'm a bailer, man.
252-WCMF 252-9263. Look, I understand your take. I'm just letting you know that take makes you a bad friend.
Yeah, but you're going to put yourself in a bad position.
Understood, but
and I can't. And if you tell me this story, you were out with a buddy of yours.
Yeah,
and then you go, yeah, I try to give him a ride home. He tore up my car. What did you think was going to happen?
I'd be pissed. I wouldn't.
No,
maybe,
but you deserve it.
Okay, fine. But I'm still going to try and be a good buddy. Look,
some people you can't help.
Sometimes you need your buddies to get you out of a spot. Mm. For whatever reason, the alcohol, the emotion, whatever has taken over you. And the collection you are with needs to make sure that you don't do something so stupid that you end up in handcuffs. Mm. Like, if a group of guys go out and one of them ends up arrested, I think I blame the group more than I blame the guy arrested, with certain circumstances, of course, right?
But, so do I got to go down to the, let's say a buddy gets arrested.
Yeah.
Am I responsible now to, like, follow him down to the police station?
Yes,
and bail his ass out?
Yes,
no effing way.
You're gonna, okay, we go out. Let's say we go out, and we go to some jazz club, and we're listening to Jimmy Flakesaphone.
Flakesaphone?
Some, you know, rich dick that we're at the jazz club. I get up, and I'm drunk. Let me tell you something. And I get in a fighting stance. Let's charge one. One charge.
Yeah.
Punches get thrown, guy drops, I get arrested.
Right.
You're gonna just go home?
Yeah, what am I supposed to do?
You know my wife!
All right, so I gotta go down to the police station.
Yes.
I gotta bail your ass out.
Yes.
Then I gotta drive you home.
Yes.
And that sucks. Like, you've never driven home a buddy that was in bad, it was getting it bad from his old lady.
No,
when they got home.
No, I haven't.
I told you, I drove my buddy Al home. His wife started beating him up with the diapers he was supposed to bring home 6 hours ago in the front lawn. And we had to watch it, man. It was so humiliating.
Oh, you didn't laugh. You felt bad.
Oh, I had to laugh.
You didn't have to watch it.
No choice. We're backing out. By the way, once...
Backing out very slowly to how this ends.
You ain't watching that, your buddy getting beat up by diapers.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's say me and your husband, we go out.
Okay.
Right? We have a grand old time. Yeah. And same situation. Your husband's a mad cool dude, but something happens, whatever. He gets arrested. And I call you.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, listen, I just got home. Your husband, he's in jail.
Yeah.
And the bail is $500 and you got to go get him. Have a good day. I'll see you Monday. Bye. Are you pissed at me?
No, I don't think he's your responsibility.
That's a pretty cool woman, right?
She's the only woman that feels that
way. Here's the difference. I guess unless you were a buddy where I knew that for whatever reason, bad things always happen when you were with this particular buddy, then I'd be pissed. I'd be like, no, like, you probably caused this in some way. But, like, as somebody who you've never had that interaction with my husband before, like, I wouldn't put it on you to be responsible for my husband.
I understand that it is not lock solid.
Yeah.
But I thought every man, and I know it's hard to have this conversation because I don't have a man in the room with me, that when you go out with a buddy, short of him dying, he comes home with you.
Is this ride or die jerks?
I mean, I wasn't thinking about that, but now
that's what that means. Ride or die.
Ride or die, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, I
more
ride
than dying.
Yeah.
I guess for a first-time offense, maybe you're a little bit more responsible, but if you just have a buddy that just... does something like this every time, or you always have to worry about him getting into his own trouble. Like, I would not blame you for being like, all right, man, you're on your own.
Well, no, in that case, just stop hanging out with him. If you go out with him, you are responsible. And I'm with you there. There are those guys. And eventually you get to a point in your life where it's like, I just can't deal with him anymore. I'm not going. But if you make the choice to go, his ass better be in the car on the way home, no matter what happens.
All right, so let's say I take...
Let me just recap real quick.
Go ahead.
252-WCMF.
That's not called going out. That's called babysitting.
So then don't go out with them. Yeah. So then don't go out with them. 252-WCMF, 19-year-old man arrested at Darien Lake. Sounds like it was after a concert. Police charged him with, and I quote, engaging in fighting stances and striking passing cars. And I'm saying, if this kid was drinking and he was there with buddies. This is not his fault. Mm-hmm. It's his buddy's fault for not getting him the hell out of there.
All right, so I got roped into taking out on the old show. Somebody's family was in town. Hey, you go out and drink. Take him out and drink.
Okay. Right,
so I take the kid out, right? The kid gets a couple of drinks, and I don't really know this kid. He turns into an ass. And I take him to one of my favorite bars. Love these guys at Bar 10. Mm-hmm. I think you grew up with a couple of these cats.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Good dude.
Great guys. This kid's an ass. And they throw him out. And I was fine with it.
Wait, you stayed?
Oh, I stayed.
Is this dude from out of town?
He's from out of town. He had to get a cab.
Oh, you are such a dude.
I was like, and I completely disassociated myself from this kid. I go, hey, man, I got roped into this. They go, we want him out of here. I go, you guys got to do what you got to do. And tossed him. And I had to explain next day on the show why he showed up at the house in a cab. Because I wasn't going to deal with him.
Yeah, you're a bad person.
No, I'm not a bad person. First of all, I'm doing you a solid. This kid is an ass.
You gotta leave with him. You want to go back after, fine. But you got to get that guy home in your car.
Nah. First of all, I just ordered a drink.
Well, get out of here.
Yeah, I'm not.
Bro, you knew those bartenders. They would have put it behind the bar. You could have come back and finished it later.
No, I'm a bailer, man.
I know you're a bailer. That makes you a bad person.
No, but it also leaves your evenings free.
Yeah, and then the rest of your life free because no one wants to hang out with you.
I'm fine with that.
To your point about, you know, you can go out again after. No, like, I think once your buddy makes that move and you decide I'm going to be responsible for him, your night's over.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know.
And then you got to explain it to other people. Like, the next time you go into that place, what was the deal with that guy? And I'm like, well, I don't know. Now it's on me.
Well, here's the other problem with a guy like you, too. Like, you sit here and you try and play, like, oh, man, I'm just trying to have a good time.
Yes.
Like, I'm cool. I'm
like, I just want to relax and have a cocktail.
No. You're like every other guy. You're like every other guy.
Oh, yeah.
You're an instigator.
I'm an instigator.
You're an instigator.
I didn't even notice.
No, instigate. In this particular instance, we're not.
Right, when I instigate.
I've gone out with you. I've hung out when all of us jackasses get together. We start running our mouths. Blah, blah, blah. Big mouth radio.
Yeah, but you're King
jackasses.
Run.
What's that?
You're King Run.
Oh, I'm King Run. Yeah. What do you think I learned it from? I learned it from watching you. You are a guy who will instigate someone into doing something stupid while drunk, and then when they do it, go...
Occasionally have a little fun with a guy, but they, you know, they take it too far.
So here's the new... I'd like to propose a new law with election season around the corner. Any of you candidates listening can steal this.
New legislation.
New legislation I'd like to propose.
The Tommy Act.
If you egg on a buddy... Mm. Who then does something to get arrested.
But they take it too far.
Who then does something to get arrested, you should also face charges. You are your brother's keeper law.
All right, so let me ask you a scenario.
Okay.
We were at a mutual buddy, big fat ass, mm-hmm. kind of dumb, but we love this guy. We were out of town in Toronto, and I challenged him to a foot race. I said I could run back to the hotel fast, right? And neither of us are in shape, right? So I say, go. He puts his drink down. He starts to run out of the bar. He literally knocks over this display going out the door, and he takes off.
Wait, he runs away.
He thinks this is an actual challenge.
So you weren't going to race.
So he was not looking behind him.
My ass cheeks didn't move, man. So he got in trouble for knocking the crap over. Mm-hmm. Because he came back in realizing that I wasn't behind him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, don't look at me, man. You're an idiot.
What do you mean, don't look at me? You did that.
How did you actually think that was an actual challenge? I was going to chase you down to the hotel, see who could run fast.
Were you both drunk?
Oh, yeah.
So that's why, you idiot.
Well, apparently he was drunk and stupid.
Okay.
Where I was just on drunk and being a jerk.
Okay. So, yeah. How do you sit here and say you're not an instigator? How do you sit here?
And by the way, if you were sitting there, you would have laughed your ass off because you know the guy.
Fine. Yes, you're
May
right.
I
would have laughed my ass off. He's dead now, too. Look what you did.
I didn't kill him.
Are you sure?
Donuts and alcohol did that.
You should be doing life.
Bro.
You should be doing life with the new You Are Your Brother's Keeper law in New York
State. The
Tommy
Act.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Yes. Such a bad person.
It's so funny, though, man. Anytime you watch a fat, drunk guy run.
If you're someone willing to do this, you're already an idiot.
Oh.
But of all the people whose home you would show up at to give them a piece of your mind after you believe they failed you as a sports fan, this man?
Wow.
This man?
He is frightening.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Dan Campbell, the head coach of the Detroit Lions, is a character.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I love him.
Oh, he's great.
Because, like, not only has the team turned around, and it's great for Detroit, you know, there's always that kindred spirit for, like, Lions and Bills fans,
yeah.
Right?
Kind just of giving Eminem something to do.
Dan Campbell, the former NFL player, he's, like, a sensitive, super tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
He wears his emotions on his sleeve.
He does.
No matter what he's feeling. Yeah.
His players love him.
Yeah.
He did that press conference when he got the job about biting kneecaps and crawling off the ground. And if you've seen him, you know he's a horrifying man.
Yeah.
He looks like he could rip your arms off and beat you with them.
Mm-hmm.
With that in mind, last week, Dan Campbell and his family moved into a new home.
So they sold their old place.
They sold their old place.
The old Campbell estate?
You got it. It was just outside of Detroit. Mm. And they were forced to.
He's
got
to live in a high-end area.
Yes, he does. Yes, he did.
Mm. What was the issue?
He was forced to sell the home after security concerns made the house dangerous.
So people found out where he lived?
And it's how they found out where he lived.
Mm.
After their loss in the NFC Championship game, a fan was so upset that they shared his address online for people to come and find him.
Oh, jeez. That is,
So yesterday...
I'm surprised this doesn't happen more.
Well, I mean, it would be really hard to find out where people live.
I would think, think in Buffalo, you know where everybody lives.
Yes.
Like, we found out where Josh Allen lived during that snowstorm because that guy showed up with the tractor.
Well, but it was his next-door neighbor.
Right, but you kind of got an idea then where he lived.
Like, I remember visiting one of my friends in Buffalo, and she was, like, pointing out where, like, not only where Bills players lived, but where former Bills players lived, you know? Like, I think it's just... But that could just be a Buffalo thing based on the size of the city.
So we found out about this story over the weekend. Yesterday, we found out who is allegedly responsible for putting out his address online.
Yeah.
A classmate of his teenage daughter, who was upset with the way that he coached the game, put out the address.
Oh, wait, that kid that knows his kids.
Yes, yes, yes. Of all of the coaches...
Thank God Detroit's in a violent city.
Of all of the NFL coaches whose house I would not want to go to...
Go knock on that door.
Like, I get why he wants to move, right? He's got kids.
Yeah,
like,
he's vulnerable.
You feel all unsafe,
he's
right?
He's a target.
Yeah, you can't ensure the safety of your family. But, like, if there's one person on the planet whose door I'm not going to knock on and be like, let me give you a piece of my mind, it's the 6'5", jacked, 280-pound, insane Dan Campbell.
Yeah. Like that Miami coach you'd go after.
Oh, 100%.
Because, you know, he's very fast on his feet. A kid just going to run away.
No, let me be clear, obviously. Don't go to anybody's house, right?
Yeah.
But if you had to pick an NFL coach, it's not going to be Dan Campbell.
No.
There's 31 other NFL coaches. There's not a head coach I would be more afraid of than Dan Campbell.
Yeah, he might top the list. I can't think of anybody else.
Yeah, because this guy's jacked.
Yeah.
I mean, just a big dude.
Former Titans head coach Mike Vrabel, he's not in the league anymore. He would have been a scary one. I wouldn't have messed with him. Gerard Mayo, he was a former NFL player. He's the head coach in New England. I wouldn't want to mess with him, right? But all the rest of them. I mean, Sean McDermott, wrestler, he looks like he
that guy's in shape. Man.
He is, but he's also, like, smaller.
Yeah.
But he looks like he'd want to have, like, a pleasant conversation with you. Like, tell me what's wrong. You know what I mean?
But all of a sudden, he shoots at your knees and you're in a figure four.
But even that Jets head coach looks like he works out like a fiend.
Oh, I forgot about Saleh. Yeah,
he's doing, like, stairs and stuff before the game.
I feel like that's an act, though. Like he wants.
He's still doing the stairs. Yeah. I don't care if it's an act. He's still climbing stairs. And he looks like he's in shape.
But if you were to put all of them in, like, an octagon...
Give me a fat Don Shula to push around.
If you were to put all those head coaches in octagon, you know, Vrabel, Jared Mayo, Saleh, Dan Campbell is walking out of that octagon.
Oh, he's the biggest guy.
Like, I really... Oh, somebody... Jeff just wrote us, Antonio Pierce, former NFL player, also scary, Raiders.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But, like, I almost wish Dan Campbell would have stayed put. Because I want to see what would happen if a fan knocked on his door and was like, let me tell you something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think it would be the scariest if he just stood there and stared at him and didn't say anything. Because now I don't want to know what that guy's going to do next.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave your porch now, sir. Have a nice day.
You know, there are some NFL head coaches that are currently working that have a history of violence.
Really?
You've ever heard the story about Jim Harbaugh, new head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers?
Yeah, he was in Michigan.
A little wacky.
It's his way back, buddy. Jim Kelly.
Right. Jim Kelly.
So let's come back with me. We'll tell you a story talking about Dan Campbell, head coach of the Lions, had to move after a classmate of his daughter allegedly leaked his address to his home after their loss in the NFC Championship game, which, by the way, you're the Lions. You've made it farther than you've ever made it before in your history. You're pissed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there is a story
that
back in 1996, when the Baltimore Ravens had just moved to Baltimore.
Okay.
Jim Kelly had retired, and there was word that the Bills had pushed Jim Kelly out.
All right.
The Ravens called up Jim Kelly and asked him if he would like to play for the Ravens.
Oh,
now, this is all hearsay, so that may not be a fact.
All right.
Also up for that Ravens job was quarterback Jim Harbaugh.
Oh.
And he ended up getting that gig. Mm-hmm. Jim Kelly either passed on it or they went with Harbaugh instead. Jim Kelly started working for ESPN, doing coverage, and for some reason, they had an issue. And the rumor is Jim Harbaugh punched Jim Kelly in the face while he was working for ESPN, and Harbaugh was the quarterback for the Ravens.
Really?
If you want to Google the story, I'm sure
there are accounts. But is that documented? There's no proof.
There's not rock-solid proof, but it seems like some people in the know witnessed it happen.
Really? I can't imagine Jim Kelly taking that off anybody, man.
I mean, we don't know if he got back up and went. We don't know if Harbaugh ran away. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's a story. That's the story. I've been told that story by multiple people.
Wow.
But again, it's a rumor. So okay. I don't know that's
all true. Right, so beware Jim Harbaugh.
But that guy seems nutty enough where he would pull that move, Kim.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I don't know how
definitely
big he
seems
is.
Like he's capable of punching somebody in the face.
I mean, he was an NFL quarterback. He's got that gut now.
Yeah, but he's got the
big old Harbaugh gut.
But he's just kind of one of those guys that's known to have like a, you know,
temper.
Outgoing personality, kind of like, you know, loves to put himself out there in many different ways.
He looks like a guy where like you start having a beer with him, Jim Harbaugh, and you'd be like, oh, this guy's nice. And then in like 10 minutes, he's like, well, here's the cult that I'm in. And it's like, whoa. Yes.
Oh, he flips.
The khaki cult.
Yeah. It's called a key. No, but it's
no
not
good luck.
No, it's not.
But the only coach I can think of that had a confrontation I remember is that Bobby Knight shotgun one where he was shooting up that guy's house, and Bobby Knight was such a dick. Like, he just went into Bobby Knight mode, which I'm guessing it's not an act. Like, Bobby Knight's Bobby Knight 24/7.
And to your point, even the coaches that come off as good guys, yeah. Look, you have to have a certain type of personality to do
coach.
This gig, right?
Yeah, you're a control freak.
And you are in charge of 60.
Yeah.
I guess like, you know, strong-willed personalities, right?
Right?
Mm-hmm. So maybe all of them, if you get them alone, even Coach Skateboard down in Miami, would be willing to give you a run.
He started swinging that skateboard around.
I mean, bro, he played at Yale. He did play ball.
Played at Yale, bro.
Did he play at Yale or did he go to Yale?
He played football
he
at
play
Yale.
You want to
Yale. I'm almost positive.
All right. That makes sense, though, with that kid.
Are we gonna? I mean, look, I don't like the guy, but it's kind of hard to be like, oh, you were an Ivy League student and athlete.
I get it, but still. Like, when you look at all the other guys, he does look like a weakling.
Yep, great. Played wide receiver at Yale.
There you go.
Never caught a ball.
If you're someone willing to do this, you're already an idiot.
Oh.
But of all the people whose home you would show up at to give them a piece of your mind after you believe they failed you as a sports fan, this man?
Wow.
This man?
He is frightening.
You're hanging out at the break. We're brought to just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Dan Campbell, the head coach of the Detroit Lions, is a character.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I love him.
Oh, he's great.
Because, like, not only has the team turned around, and it's great for Detroit, you know, there's always that kindred spirit for, like, Lions and Bills fans,
yeah.
Right?
Kind just give Eminem something to do.
Dan Campbell, the former NFL player, he's, like, a sensitive, super tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
His
he
opening,
wears his emotions on his sleeve.
He does.
No matter what he's feeling. Yeah.
His players love him.
Yeah.
He did that press conference when he got the job about biting kneecaps and crawling off the ground. And if you've seen him, you know he's a horrifying man.
Yeah.
He looks like he could rip your arms off and beat you with them.
Mm-hmm.
With that in mind, last week, Dan Campbell and his family moved into a new home.
So they sold their old place.
They sold their old
the
place.
The old Campbell estate?
You got it. It was just outside of Detroit. Mm. And they were forced to.
He's got to live in a high-end area.
Yes, he does. Yes, he did.
Mm. So what was the issue?
He was forced to sell the home after security concerns made the house dangerous.
So people found out where he lived?
And it's how they found out where he lived.
Mm.
After their loss in the NFC Championship game, a fan was so upset that they shared his address online for people to come and find him.
Oh, jeez. That is, yeah.
So yesterday...
I'm surprised this doesn't happen more.
Well, I mean, it would be really hard to find out where people live.
I would think, think in Buffalo, you know where everybody lives.
Yes.
Like, we found out where Josh Allen lived during that snowstorm because that guy showed up with the tractor.
Well, yeah, but it was his next-door neighbor.
Right,
yeah.
But you kind of got an idea then where he lived.
Like, I remember visiting one of my friends in Buffalo, and she was, like, pointing out where, like, not only where Bills players lived, but where former Bills players lived, you know? Like, I think it's just, but that could just be a Buffalo thing based on the size of the city.
So we found out about this story over the weekend. Yesterday, we found out who is allegedly responsible for putting out his address online.
Yeah.
A classmate of his teenage daughter, who was upset with the way that he coached the game, put out the address.
Wait, that kid knows his kids.
Yes, yes, wow. Yes. Of all of the coaches.
Thank God Detroit's out of violence.
Of all of the NFL coaches whose house I would not want to go to.
Yes. Go knock on that door.
Like, I get why he wants to move, right? He's got kids.
Yeah,
like,
he's vulnerable.
You feel all unsafe,
he's
right?
He's a target.
Yeah,
now.
You can't ensure the safety of your family. But, like, if there's one person on the planet whose door I'm not going to knock on and be like, let me give you a piece of my mind, it's the 6'5", jacked, 280-pound, insane Dan Campbell.
Yeah, like that Miami coach you'd go after.
Oh, 100%.
Because, you know, he's very fast on his feet. A kid just going to run away.
No, let me be clear, obviously. Don't go to anybody's house, right? Yeah. But if you had to pick an NFL coach, it's not going to be Dan Campbell.
No.
There's 31 other NFL coaches. There's not a head coach I would be more afraid of than Dan Campbell.
Yeah, he might top the list. I can't think of anybody else.
Yeah, because the guy's jacked.
Yeah.
I mean, just a big dude.
Former Titans head coach Mike Vrabel, he's not in the league anymore. He would have been a scary one. I wouldn't have messed with him. Gerard Mayo, he was a former NFL player. He's the head coach in New England. I wouldn't want to mess with him, right? But all the rest of them. I mean, Sean McDermott, wrestler, he looks like he'd
handle himself. Guy's in shape, man.
He is, but he's also, like, smaller.
Yeah.
But he looks like he'd want to have, like, a pleasant conversation with you. Like, tell me what's wrong. You know what I mean?
But all of a sudden, he shoots at your knees and you're in a figure four.
But even that Jets head coach looks like he works out like a fiend.
Oh, I forgot about Saleh. Yeah, he's
I mean, he's doing, like, stairs and stuff before the game.
I feel like that's an act, though. Like he wants
still doing the stairs. Yeah. I don't care if it's an act. He's still climbing stairs. And he looks like he's in shape.
But if you were to put all of them in, like, an octagon.
Give me a fat Don Shula to push around.
If you were to put all those head coaches in octagon, you know, Vrabel, Jared Mayo, Saleh, Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell is walking out of that octagon.
Oh, he's the biggest guy.
Like, I really, oh, somebody, Jeff just wrote us, Antonio Pierce, former NFL player, also scary, Raiders.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But, like, I almost wish Dan Campbell would have stayed put. Because I want to see what would happen if a fan knocked on his door and was like, let me tell you something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think it would be the scariest if he just stood there and stared at him and didn't say anything. Because now I don't want to know what that guy's going to do next. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave your porch now, sir. Have a nice day.
You know, there are some NFL head coaches that are currently working that have a history of violence.
Really?
You've ever heard the story about Jim Harbaugh, new head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers?
Yeah, he was in Michigan.
A little wacky.
It's his way back, buddy. Jim Kelly.
Great. Jim Kelly.
So let's come back with me. We'll tell you a story talking about Dan Campbell, head coach of the Lions, had to move after a classmate of his daughter allegedly leaked his address to his home after their loss in the NFC Championship game, which, by the way, you're the Lions. You've made it farther than you've ever made it before in your history. You're pissed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there is a story
that
back in 1996... when the Baltimore Ravens had just moved to Baltimore, Jim Kelly had retired, and there was word that the Bills had pushed Jim Kelly out.
All right.
The Ravens called up Jim Kelly and asked him if he would like to play for the Ravens. Now, this is all hearsay, so that may not be a fact.
All right.
Also up for that Ravens job was quarterback Jim Harbaugh.
Oh.
And he ended up getting that gig. Mm-hmm. Jim Kelly either passed on it or they went with Harbaugh instead. Jim Kelly started working for ESPN, doing coverage, and for some reason, they had an issue. And the rumor is Jim Harbaugh punched Jim Kelly in the face while he was working for ESPN, and Harbaugh was the quarterback for the Ravens.
Really?
If you want to Google the story, I'm sure there are accounts.
But is that documented? There's no proof.
There's not rock-solid proof, but... it seems like some people in the know witnessed it happen.
Really? I can't imagine Jim Kelly taking that off anybody, man.
I mean, we don't know if he got back up and went. We don't know if Harbaugh ran away. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's a story. That's the story. I've been told that story by multiple people.
Wow.
But again, it's a rumor. So okay. I don't know
that's all true. Right, so beware of Jim Harbaugh.
But that guy seems nutty enough where he would pull that move, Kevin.
Mm, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I don't know how
definitely
big he
seems
is.
Like he's capable of punching somebody in the face.
I mean, he was an NFL quarterback. He's got that gut now.
Yeah, but he's got the
big old Harbaugh gut.
But he's just kind of one of those guys that's known to have like a, you know,
temper.
Outgoing personality, kind of like, you know, loves to put himself out there in many different ways.
He looks like a guy where like you start having a beer with him, Jim Harbaugh, and you'd be like, oh, this guy's nice. And then in like 10 minutes, he's like, well, here's the cult that I'm in. And it's like, whoa.
Yes. So he flips.
The khaki cult.
Yeah. It's called a... no, but
no, good luck.
No, it's not.
But the only coach I can think of that had a confrontation I remember is that Bobby Knight shotgun one where he was shooting up that guy's house, and Bobby Knight was such a dick. Like, he just went into Bobby Knight mode, which I'm guessing it's not an act. Like, Bobby Knight's Bobby Knight 24/7.
And to your point, even the coaches that come off as good guys, yeah. Look, you have to have a certain type of personality to do
coach.
This gig, right?
Yeah, you're a control freak.
And you are in charge of 60...
Yeah.
Strong-willed personalities, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe all of them, if you get them alone, even Coach Skateboard down in Miami, would be willing to give you a run.
He started swinging that skateboard around.
I mean, bro, he played at Yale. He did play ball.
Played at Yale, bro.
Did he play at Yale or did he go to Yale?
He played football Yale. You want to go? Yale. I'm almost positive.
All right. That makes sense, though, with that kid.
I don't like the guy, but it's kind of hard to be like, oh, you were an Ivy League student and athlete.
I get it, but still. Like, when you look at all the other guys, he does look like a weakling.
Yep, great. Played wide receiver at Yale.
There you go.
Never caught a ball.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.